place and some are still there, or else God wouldn't have gave it to me. And I know it's real. Okay. So when I read that, it's their mind, their emotions, their limiting beliefs. And then my next statement is, while they are welcome to share. They're welcome to share their perspective with you. They are. Okay. But it doesn't mean that their reality is your reality.
That's it.
We are taking people so to word, and we're taking it to heart, and we have to know the intent of Satan is to keep you in a land that is delusional to who you actually are. So therefore they will give you their perspective, and which is they were fed that, okay, because they have fellowship with the devil. I'm just going to be real right through here. Okay. And around some negative people. And then too, like we said, it's because of their own insignificance that they feel on the inside.
That's right.
About them. So what better way than to bring you down and make you feel bad? And I really believe that they have designed time and plan when they do these things, because especially, David, if they know you got a heart, if they know that you're compassion. Okay.
Absolutely.
If they know that you feel people the way you do, then guess what? They'll bring that out. And but you know how we used to say in school, you a chicken because you use somebody else to be your mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
While you peeking around the corner and to see the effects of it. I call them a coward. I call them a coward.
Well, you have people that throw rocks and hide their hand.
Okay.
You're exactly right.
And in the front.
Yeah.
It's here.
That's exactly right.
The fact of the matter is that unfortunately it doesn't stay outside the church.
Mm.
And that's what gives the church a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
Because those childish, foolish acts of a few, stereotype the rest of those that are really trying to do the right thing.
You know, Pastor David and Ms. Cece, sometimes somebody walks up to you and they want to criticize this and criticize that and complain about this, complain about that. You know, the way to get them back and verbally hit them in the jaw is say, what would be your solution? How would you handle this, brother? How would you handle this, sister? And most times they don't have an answer, because it's not to solve a problem, it's to create chaos. You see,
well, the Bible talks about that in Galatians, about that just so discord.
And absolutely.
They always
form their little group together. And so, you know, you wonder why people looking at you retarded, okay? Mm-hmm. Is because they have talked among themselves about who they criticize you among themselves. So they have formed an opinion that is false. Here's, I need to give you this. Just because someone wants to send you criticism or speak criticism into your spirit, your criticism doesn't mean that you don't have to accept the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Because they send it don't mean you have to accept the delivery.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times people have taken that to mean that they must really see something in me. That's like I say, these false lying prophets. I'm telling you. You know, we go into church, you know, that's my wheelhouse. Because a lot of that foolishness is going on inside among the body of believers. Some of the greatest actors are the pulpits are sitting just as foul. Mm-hmm. And they're using the word to criticize people. I know y'all gonna get mad at this girl. Come on in the kitchen so I can give you some coffee so you can calm down. I'm just saying. Some of the worst criticizing people, critics, are some of the ones who stand before the children of God, who are supposed to lead them out of their sorrow, who was adding more sorrow into them. Because again, you said it, David, all of us are suffering something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a shortcoming in all of us.
Every last one of us.
People who criticize are seeking to fill an emotional need, y'all.
Absolutely.
Because they don't want you to see who they really are. If you saw who they really are, you would sit down and say, is there a God? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real. I know that might be kind of heavy, but it is what it is, because people have put too much confidence in people, into flesh. If God, I told people, I said, if God was to sit down and type up your history.
Oh, Lord.
If he was to type up your story. Okay.
The scripture said, if God would mark iniquity, who would stand?
Come on.
We all have leaks in our building.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Come on.
And, And until you recognize that, you know, it's funny that, that people who criticize can't take criticism.
They can't.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, you said a mouthful. They cannot. And get offended if you call them on it. They will get angry if you call them on it. They know they're lying.
But William, you're the ones I get mad at, and Miss Cece come hard with it. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're talking about. See, this is the thing when you give me empty criticism based on your analogy and your jealousy and envy, okay? And you have an ulterior motive. I have to tell people, don't you know that God shares with you what they are working with concerning you? If you're Absolutely. In a specific Absolutely. Place. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's yeah. just not with me out in the world. You have businessmen. I work business, corporate. You know where, because there's something in you that, that triggers or that brings an alert in you.
They call it discernment.
That's right.
I'm glad you said, cause I was going, it is the truth. Whether you in or out of the houses of prayer, God gives you that. You know who's standing there with a resume, who lied on it. Because their character does not quite match. Does that make
Absolutely.
Sense?
Mm-hmm.
It does Absolutely. Not match. And then you see them. And I, when I said I work for the police department, and I learned that shifty eyes. Okay. I learned body language. I learned when they fold their arms, they're, you know, on the defense. My thing is, if you're not relaxed, okay, then something on here is not matching up with you. Not, the, and I know mm-hmm. what nervousness is. Okay. I know mm-hmm. what that is. But like when you're interrogating somebody, no, I didn't do it. The eye shift over. That's almost a natural, an automatic mechanism that happens because God did not make us to lie. Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hear yeah. me well. Yeah. We were not made to lie. We were not made to sin. That was not the, he made us perfect, y'all, before Garden Eve messed up. Come on. Adam and Eve, come on. He made us where we had, listen, I was wondering today, I said, man, had they not messed up, boy, we'd be ruling everything. Everything be easy street. We'd be laid out in the car just to, having a good time. And I got mad all over again. Okay.
That's right. You know, there's enough on this earth for everybody. There's enough on this earth for everyone. God has given Absolutely. Us everything that we need to survive. You notice that? Food, Absolutely. Water.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
the cars that you drive, I mean, hey, guess what? All of that, all the materials were here. God gave us a brain to be able to manufacture these things and invent these things. Okay. But everything is right here. And we got to be careful also about some of our so-called leaders out here. And I'm talking about from the pulpit to the White House. I'm talking about all over the place because these are the most influential people out here. And they're up there each and every day. And instead of they doing things, let's talk this a little bit about politics, just a little bit. Okay.
No, I don't want to talk politics today, but
I'm just talking about,
because that's his wheelhouse. I already know.
Well, you already know. Okay. And instead of these people doing things to help the people, they're out there investigating and doing things that has nothing to do with helping up anybody. It's a clown show.
William, you don't even have to go to the White House. Let's go to the churches. Let's go to Uh-oh. The schools. I need to keep it in a perspective because I have a lot to cover with this criticism. Because criticism, the false criticism, is tearing down the structure of God and what he intended for God's children. Okay, I need to keep it here because them folks up there, we know they need Jesus, okay? Mm-hmm. And they don't, their whole thing is money, the greed of it, the love of it. And they do not care. So guess what? They gonna criticize the black man. Okay. They gonna criticize the Chinese or whoever. That's their makeup. Okay. But what I'm dealing with people who so-called singing on the one side of their mouth, the tune of Jesus, Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And living something else.
Yeah.
Right. Who's supposed to make a difference. I need to read this by expert Brené Brown. He said, criticism is a coping mechanism used by people who feel unworthy.
That's right.
That is a true statement. Its purpose is to shift the spotlight off of oneself and onto someone or something else is an effort to feel safe. And that what is going on. We know them scandalers up there. And William, I know this, we'll talk about it on Boomerang. Thank you. Anyway,
what I wanted to say was what offends me is these charlatans up there, they even invoke God in their speeches.
Well, look at the world. The world is dropping it like it's hot and showing all their goodies and talking about, I thank God you half butt naked, okay? I thank God for all that he's done for me. If it wasn't for the Lord, and they looked up, I said, wait a minute, what Lord are you talking about?
I want to sex you up, but thank you, Jesus.
I told you about that song. Don't bust the ceiling. That's it.
And what we need to be careful about, is who's teaching our children. I'm gonna take 2 seconds. I had a teacher in the fifth grade told the whole class that I was never gonna be anything in life. I said, wow. Now that's something you don't do to a child. But you know, I tell you what, I could have gone one way, I could have gone the other. And and I use it as motivation. I said, I'm going to show her.
Absolutely.
I'm going to show her. Yeah. So.
But everybody, William, everybody don't have that type of spirit because a lot of people have been, bruised mentally, have been, felt less than. That's why they succumb to the abuse. That's why they succumb to the verbal abuse. One of the things, and I need to read William, I got a lot to cover, so I'm cutting us all off, okay? Because I know we can talk about this. My thing is, people with a weak sense of self tend to feel greater need to convince others of their righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to feel safe, stable, and worthy. I have people who are trying to rule somebody from a bedroom, a kitchen, or a car. I'm just saying in the park. You hear me well. And then two, if you were to look, and we're not, listen, folks, we are just talking truth here of things that are going on. This is part of life. And we have suffered it down through the years. Listen, we looked at last month's Black History. They're mad because, and here's the deal. When a person is critical of another race, and William, I know this is your baby too, of another race or anybody who wants to give their life totally to the Lord and who does not succumb to the sins and the deeds that they commit, then therefore they're going to give you some strong criticism to almost think, make you think, is there a God? Am I in reality?
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing what's right? You know, David, what you say about that? Cause I know that's your, and I know you deal with some folk like that, self-righteous bigots.
Mm.
Unfortunately,
our churches, it's not the masses. It's the few that make it bad for the rest of us. Even in politics, it's just the few that messes it up for everybody else. And unfortunately, people run to lies before they'll run to truth.
Mm.
Wow.
And they're comfortable in the lie than they are with the truth.
That's right.
Wow.
Even if it's about themselves.
Wow.
I don't mind criticism, as William was saying. Positive criticism helps me. It helps me
it
to
does.
Grow.
Yes. It does. Yes. Yes.
If I'm going the wrong direction, help me.
Help me.
Help
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not gonna get mad. What I get mad at, you see me about to fall into a hole and you turn your back.
You're exactly right.
That's real. But you know what? You know, we don't have to. Here's what I'm trying to allude to. We can sympathize with their emotional needs. I mean, we can take the criticism. We can, you know, we don't have to eternalize it. We don't have to make it ours, but the whole ball of wax is they want you to eternalize it so that you shift and fit in their mold. Just like shifting and changing the way you bring out the word of God or even whatever message that you bring to them,
absolutely.
Whether it be the natural or whether it be on the spiritual side, they want you to shift to that's a subtlety of changing an individual.
Manipulation, what God, witchcraft, that's all.
Yes. And people don't understand that. That sorcery problem is a hot mess because they will sit on the sideline and they will desensitize what God has made you to be. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you
absolutely.
Allow them to, so they want you to succumb and talk the way they talk because it made them feel good. In the whole, a time that they may be talking soft, but they cutting you with daggers.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is when I read the scriptures, The Bible said Enoch walked with God, and God took him. Why? He walked with God because he said what God said. There's no such thing as alternative lifestyle in the Bible. So why are we saying it?
It says it's abomination. Listen, the word of God said what it is. Okay, and God is not confused. And see, this is the criticism that we're receiving to the point now. And David and I, and I know William, we are not homophobic. We love God's children in all genres. But here's the deal. I must disclose this. With the mental health arena that I'm in, I have counseled many people who had gone through things as child. Somebody is listening to me today who had gone through traumatic experiences, who had been criticized through those experiences, and the predator was not crucified. I'll say it lightly. Okay. I'm not talking about killing. I'm just saying, you know, was absolutely, not called to judgment, but it left a mark on you because family members turned their self away from you and walked towards the predator and made you feel like you were the cause of these things through, like I said, through my years of counseling. And guess what? Satan was right there to put the bug in your ear and tell you that because you went through all of these things, that maybe you ought to go on, shift over to sister girl, you know, brother man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so if God was twisted, then how come people are still getting delivered from that? Come on, Dr. I mean, Miss CC. Okay, I went to the doctor's stage. But anyway.
Either we believe the word of God or we don't.
That's it.
It is what it is.
We're not here discussing homosexuality. What I'm saying was, whatever God said, that's what we should say. If we're walking with him, whatever he says, that's what I say. He calls sin, sin. He doesn't mix words with that. There's no gray area in those, and when God is speaking something. And if we are supposed to be walking with God, we are supposed to say what he says, do what he does. How can two walk except they be agreed?
Well, David, let me come in here. This is good. This is so good. We're going to have to carry this bowl. It is what it is. Okay, I'm telling the truth because I'm looking at time. And I'm saying only people, and hear me out, only people with a weak sense of self are intimidated by others who are different than them.
That's exactly right.
And when you're intimidated by my blackness, if you're intimidated by my Asian brothers or some of my Indian brothers, and there's something wrong with you, and we got a culture of people who are just intimidated. Do y'all even sleep at night? Okay, I love y'all. Amen. God bless you.
Intimidated by your intellect.
And because they are weak.
That it shows their weaknesses. When you're intimidated and you're jealous, and you are argumentative and get mad because somebody does not accept your criticism. God, they can send it, but I don't have to accept it.
That's right.
I can listen to it, but I don't have to make it mine.
That's right.
I don't have to put it in my heart, and I don't have to put it in my mind to be so, because I'm actually looking at the individual who is delivering it. Does that make sense?
That's exactly right.
Come on. And because if they are not in that right place,
because you have people that
everybody that talks to you is not credible.
Absolutely. Do you know that you have people out here today to talk about alternative facts? There's no such thing as an alternative fact. You know what an alternative fact is? I'm just gonna spell it out to you. It's called a lie. That's what it's called. Straight up and down. It ain't but one truth, is it? I mean,
you say also
one truth.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong about this. Alternative fact. No, ain't no such thing. Oh my goodness.
But see, when you're strong and people don't like people who are confident, but my thing, Media Line, listen to me real well. You don't know what it took for them to get to that place. Okay. And for you to stand on the sideline and get mad. If you knew half of our story, you would think it was Memorex, that it wasn't real. I'm just being honest with you. That didn't happen. She done got that from a movie or a book. Well, you just a lie, okay? And that's why people don't want to embrace freedom, because now you're hard to control, okay? Criticism controls people. Come on. False criticism, not constructive criticism, but false criticism
That's right.
by people who are weak, within themselves. When you look at the happiest, and this is my next statement, when you look at the happiest and most fulfilled people in the world, you don't see them breaking other people down.
They don't.
They don't have to.
You're exactly right, Pastor David. They don't have to.
No.
For what? That's too much time being wasted.
That's right.
Because now you're looking at them and still not being successful in what the journey that God has you going into.
Yeah, your purpose.
It's your purpose. Indeed.
Ms. CeCe, didn't we talk about lying, the correlation between lying and mental health conditions or mental health?
We did. And see, when people don't understand mental health, like I said, you got people that are getting online degrees and don't know that. Okay, I'm just saying.
That's because why they're going online.
Because they don't know jack. They don't know nothing about life, and they're getting a piece of paper. Now, it's okay to read a book. 9 times out of 10, and I read books, okay? And I love knowledge. I love listening to people. But the most effective thing for me is to talk to people and find out where they are and listen with a sincere ear. And guess what? Pastor David, I get angry sometimes because they don't have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And they get mad at me because come out of this. Yeah, you have a right to be bold. You have a right to express yourself. And my thing is sometimes they go way on the deep end and they become obnoxious. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then they blame you still for their emotional dilemma because they're trying to find a way out from facing their reality. I hope I'm making some sense, but you're not going to put that. Go ahead.
They don't mind. They don't mind criticizing you, but they can't take the heat.
Can't take it.
But that's it.
Soon as you say something, then you're an angry black man.
People who criticize, they are a dramatic soap opera. Okay. They write scripts. Okay. They fantomize in their minds who you are. That's why I say, how are you going to talk about me? You haven't even been on the journey. You don't even know me.
That's right.
You think you know me. Okay. That's why we have to be careful about what we call sizing people up. They present us with a range of crazy stories when they talk to you. You did this and you did that. And you would say your mind's done gone totally crazy, way off the mark. That is not even where I'm at. Okay. That was not even my dialogue. Right now, and you can correct me, both of you can correct me. Right now where I am, I stress what I feel. And there is no pun intended behind it.
Right.
Because if I'm giving you criticism that's going to help you from that dilemma to push you up to a safer place, sometimes it's hardcore.
Of course it is.
But people can't take that. No. Okay, what do y'all say about that?
You know, I had an instructor one time that said, look, I'm giving you the truth here, and I've got enough knots on my head through experience. You don't need to get these same knots on your head. And that's why I'm giving you this.
Absolutely.
Pastor David.
Well, I mean, you couldn't have said it no better. You couldn't have said it no better. I tell my kids, I done forgotten more than you ever
have. Boom. I think I got amnesia. I have to say, well, Lord, how come I go blank on some stuff? I mean, I don't know about you. Because some things, and I remember I was, and we're going to have to close. Oh, my goodness, our time is over.
Wow.
But what I was thinking about, I told the Lord, and this is how I am. Because for me to be effective, to talk to people, for me to be effective, I need to face what I am harboring on the inside so that I would not project on them my pain, okay, and make them now the victim of my pain.
Right.
I can't do that because it doesn't cause anybody to help. So I was living up in Victorville, William, and I came home from work, and the Lord said, okay, now all I could do was get on my face and pray, and he said, it's going to be painful. I said, bring it on. And see, I'm smart mouth anyway. I told the Lord, I said, bring it on. Okay. Listen, I was crawling on the floor, snotting and crying. Okay. Mm. Because the Lord showed me the things that I had suppressed. And so guess what? This helps promote freedom, folks. All right. So that you wouldn't be critical and holding everybody else responsible for the things that you're going through. Now I look at people and say, Father, forgive them because they sure didn't know what they was doing. Had they known, they would have left the sister girl alone. Cause today I'm stronger than I was before from many years ago. They would, they should have left me alone, William.
Oh, oh boy.
Jesus, I just thought I'd call your name. I really messed with somebody. But anyway, but listen, listen, David, what you got to say? And then we're going to, I'm going to say one last piece and then we're going to turn it back over to William. But listen, well, we are going, go ahead, well, David.
Well, this is a powerful lesson, and I don't, you can't do it in an hour.
So, no, I can't.
You can't give it justice in an hour. And, but the positive things that have come out, we have to understand that there is a difference between criticisms. Mm-hmm. And there is some positive criticism, and then there's some negative criticism. My grandmother used to say, eat the meat, spit out the bones.
Boom.
And you just have to be careful. Because everybody's not out to do you no good.
That's right.
Stay away from negativity. Stay away from folks that ain't got nothing. Can't help you. Can't build you up. The criticism that from people that love you is there to build you up. It's not there to tear you down.
That's right.
And so if you understand that and realize that, then you won't take what they're saying personal, but you'll take it as a step.
Yeah.
When you go to your bedroom upstairs, you got to take steps. You don't just jump from the bottom floor to the second floor. You have to take steps. And what positive criticism does, it helps you take those steps up to the platform that God wants you to be.
That's good. God bless you. William, well, I'll turn it over to you in a minute. But I just want you to know, we know that love is patient, love is kind. People harbor on that. But also when the Lord said he chaseth those he loves, he's still loving you. He's still being kind, but he's still whooping that behind.
Okay? Absolutely.
Because you don't want to act right. And he gives you, sometimes I told you I've got the heart defibrillator. That's one of the things God gave me. Give them a jolt because they're not listening to soft, kind words because now they're being judgmental of your intent. My intent is I want everybody to walk in freedom, even though we have to go through things. But we have to also face us, period. It is what it is. I told somebody, the Lord is my best man to humble this girl. People say, you need to stay humble. You are this. No. That's you on the outside, wasting spit and wind. Because when you know what you know in your Noah, okay, when you know what God has done, and listen, God critiques this girl all the time. And sometimes it's not good. It don't feel good. I thought I was right.
Absolutely.
But then too, condescending to his wishes is the best thing.
Being Hallelujah.
Is the greatest thing. We're going to continue this, y'all, because I got a whole lot more.
Oh, that's exactly right.
That we have not addressed, and Miss Moody going to be with us the next go round.
Oh, my God.
And so guess what? But we thought we brought William in here, and so I have to catch him sometime. I don't want y'all to think I'm rude to William. I'm not rude to William.
I don't even take it that way.
I know that William can go. And it's all good.
It's all good.
Got nothing but love for you,
William. I want to thank both of you for doing this. One last thing about this. I would suggest that that's listening to us around the globe, stay away from people that tell you what you, especially if you're trying to do something, stay away from people that tell you what you can and what you cannot do. So that's my
advice. Stop telling them everything.
Yeah, stop sharing your dreams with them because they will steal it. They will steal it. Believe me on that. So anyway, we've got to go coming up, in just about 5-10 minutes. Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Pastor David, Ms. Cece, thank you so much for that. Great. I enjoyed
it. I'm going to do this. We'll call you.
All right. Good night, y'all. Stay tuned. Studio W Buzz, the Global Radio Network.